This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, it's getting tight at the top in the Vanarama National League. Another brilliant win for Tranmere at the weekend, just by the single goal. So tense stuff against Wrexham. Lincoln playing tonight. And I tell you what, the games are being counted down. Let's talk with the Tranmere chairman, Mark Palios. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Steve.
Getting very, very tense, isn't it? Oh, have I lost you there, Mark? Are you okay?
I can hear you, Steve.
Yes.
You can hear me. Yeah.
Just saying, it's getting tense at the top.
It's been relatively tight all season, but I think that Saturday the gap and the fight became quite clear that between Lincoln and ourselves for the championship was really on. I mean, seven games to go, five of them are at home for us, which is very important to us. And whilst they have a game in hand and a goal difference that is better than ours, they've come off the back of a very good set of cup runs. And once you come out the limelight and you're back into the nitty-gritty of day-to-day matches, sometimes it's difficult to lift yourself. So we're hoping to sort of ride on the back of that.
It wasn't always this close. So how much credit do you give the manager and the players and the fans for actually getting Tranmere back neck and neck with Lincoln?
Yeah, I mean, Mickey's been there before. He's seen it and done it. So have a number of the players in the dressing room. I think the feature that's just happened, certainly in the last two games, is that the fans realise that they can play a massive part in this. And, the togetherness is incredible to watch and to feel. And after the game on Saturday, I stayed behind just to watch and enjoy the fans enjoy themselves and sing for about 20 minutes after the game. And this has been a real feature of what's been going on.
Mickey singled out the drummer last week. When he came on, he was talking about this great bond and unity that's grown more and more. And he said there's a proper carnival atmosphere going on down there.
Yeah, I'm not trying to claim credit for it, but the drummer was always something I wanted to bring in just to sort of start to liven up the atmosphere in the ground. And we tried it a couple of years ago, and it didn't quite work out. But these guys seem to have got it together. It's something I gave to the supporters club as an issue to deal with, because Nicky and I can get the potential out of the business. We can get the potential out of all of the assets of the club. But the one asset we can't get the potential out of is the fans, we can't tell fans how to be fans. But the atmosphere at times at Prenton Park was tense. And I know as a player that that's quite difficult, and it tends to inhibit you, and you're less confident, you won't make a run, etc. And so that was always something that was a conundrum. And over the last year or so, I've said to the supporters groups, the trust, and to the supporters association, please can you try and get that together? And we talked about the drums, etc. And all credit to the supporters club, they've got it going, and it's been really fantastic to watch. And it is an influence. And with five games to go at home, they can make a real difference. And I think the fans sense that they've got some say in this.
There's a buzz there, isn't there? People want to attend more and more of these matches. I know you've got a bit of a special deal on as well, haven't you? So if you want to get down to Tranmere and be there for those five games and see the atmosphere really sort of ratcheted up, a five-match ticket bundle or something like that?
Yeah, we've got a five-match ticket. It's just an effort by the club, recognising, because we've got so many home games in such a short period of time, it's quite difficult for people to come to all the games. So we said, well, okay, we'll try and make it much more affordable. I mean, you can get in to all five games basically for 63 quid. And seniors and young people can get into five games for 18 quid. So, and youngsters, it's £7. So under 14s and for seven. So, and that's a big thing for us, because you've got the Easter holidays, you've got some midweek matches, but kids can go. And I just say to parents that if you can get down and get your kids to enjoy a live atmosphere, and the atmosphere of Tranmere in the last two matches has been absolutely fantastic, then it's an experience they probably won't forget.
It's a special time to be involved. It's interesting how Tranmere have won some of their games as well. They seem to be by sort of solitary goals. That makes it even more nerve-wracking for you at the moment, Mark.
Tell me about it. I just wish we'd get the second goal and maybe the third goal, and maybe I can relax and enjoy it. But I think one thing to say is that our defensive record, I think, is third in the country behind sort of Chelsea and Tottenham in the top five leagues. So, you know, whilst I wouldn't want that to happen, that we sit and defend 1-0 leagues, we actually don't sit and defend the 1-0 leagues. We attack, and I think that's one of the reasons that we actually do so well defensively, is we keep on the offensive, and that's one of the things that Mickey does. He goes out to win every game, and that has to be right.
The other side of that is Lincoln keep leaving it very late in their games to win. You must have one eye on the Lincoln score all the time, thinking, oh, yeah, make a bit more ground up here.
You'd be lying if you said you didn't sort of want to know what was going on. But the reality is that, you know, and it is a cliche, but cliches are often cliches because they're true. You just got to focus on your own game. You know, if we keep, you know, we've won the last four games. I think the last three have been 1-0s, but that's 9 points. You can't do better than that. You can't get more than 3 points for a game. So whilst it's a little bit uncomfortable at times, especially late on, you know, we keep going. And during the season, you know, we've won a lot of games late on as well. So I think there's a great belief in the side. And I come back to the fans. You know, there were some strong performances against Dover, some strong individual performances. And you never really felt that Dover, who were a very strong side and play, you know, man for man, and if they win their one-on-ones, they tend to really run over you. Well, we won the one-on-ones, and a lot of that, again, comes back. It wasn't I've said it in the past, that and the crowd noise was not a coincidence, it was a consequence, you know, and I think that's the main thing.
And we should just stress the importance of going up this season. It's massive for the club, for the club's development, for the academy as well.
Yeah, one of the difficulties is we've constantly lost central funding last year and this year, and we lose further central funding next year. But one of the difficulties also is, and the ECCC system, which I'm a critic of, which is a system that's been put in by basically it's Premier League funded. It's about the development of players. And I'm not talking about the technical development of players here, because I disagree with the way that's done as well, with the antiseptic under-23s. What actually happens if we stay down is that we get no funding from to support the academy, so we would have to pay the thick end of £400,000 to keep the academy going. And in addition to that, our rights in terms of the rights to register, to transfer players and get compensation for the ones that haven't signed as scholars, disappears completely. So, for example, Tom Davis, who's gone to Everton now, we get a sell-on if he gets sold on. We've had a few payments for him. He's played first team games. That all goes, which is iniquitous and is one of the ways in which you know, lower league clubs have difficulties. And it should be based on what you do as an academy, not what your league status is. For example, we are in the non-league, but we've got Solar Campus, where our academy will train with the first team, which is a championship facility. We have the current under-16s are national champions in Category 3 status. They've beaten, they're all league clubs. You know, we beat Man United A the other week, under-15s. And, you know, you've got Cresswell going into the England squad. So as an academy, we produce, and yet we have to come out of the ECCC system and lose potentially the benefits of compensation for the younger kids. As it happens, we'll find a way to support the academy next year, irrespective of whether we go up or down.
But a big knock-on effect nonetheless. Right, I think the big message is get down there, support Tranmere Rovers.
Yeah.
How many games left have we got at home? Is it 5 at home and how many away?
We've got 7 away and 5 at home. And, you know, that should weigh in our favour, but it depends on the support you get. And as I say, support is critical. Support is influential as well. We've seen that in the last two games. And it's actually fun.
So it's meant to be fun, Mark. It's meant to be.
I know.
I'm not sure if it is at times for you, but thank you very much for your company this morning, Mark.
Pleasure, Steve. Thanks for that.
Cheers. This is Radio City Talk.